Valentine's Day isn't until this weekend, but we have an early Valentine for you. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has this romantic account of survival against the odds by, wait for it, a gigantic stick insect.
Okay, so you don't love big bugs. Or maybe you do. Either way, the Lord Howe Island stick insect will tug at your heartstrings. Its nickname is the tree lobster.
They're shiny and black as adults. They're probably about 7 to 8 inches long.
Paige Howorth is an entomologist at the San Diego Zoo and an expert on this bug. This insect's history is a strange saga of passion and commitment.
It's a very emotional story about an animal that most people don't get emotional about.
The Lord Howe Island stick insect once thrived in one place, Lord Howe Island, off of Australia. But in 1918, a ship ran aground, bringing rats, hungry rats. Soon, the island's famous insect was extinct, or so everyone thought. Decades later, in the 1960s, a few dead ones turned up on a jagged mountain of rock that sticks straight up out of the South Pacific Ocean. It's about a dozen miles from Lord Howe Island. It's called Ball's Pyramid.
Ball's Pyramid is a very inhospitable place. There's no free water on the rock. Really, not much grows there.
Seemed like an unlikely place for a plant-eating insect to live. But in 2001, a few guys went out there to find out once and for all if this really was the last stronghold of the Lord Howe Island stick insect. Some 300 feet above the shoreline, they spotted insect droppings beneath a single shrub growing in a rocky crevice. They went back that night, and lo and behold, there were a couple dozen of the giant bugs.
It was a massive, massive PR event for insects, especially an insect like this, which is not one that you would deem charismatic, you know, for the most part.
2 years later, on Valentine's Day in 2003, climbers went back to Ball's Pyramid and retrieved 2 males and 2 females. The Melbourne Zoo now has a breeding program. Hundreds of the insects live there. Rowan Cleave takes care of them. He says it's amazing how this species sort of came back from the dead.
It's a very romantic story in that there's always that hope that one day they may go home.
Before they ever could be released back into the wild on Lord Howe Island, the island has got to get rid of the rats, which they are trying to do. In the meantime, there are some living on the island in cages at a museum and a school, and Melbourne Zoo wants to establish other colonies too.
So that if something catastrophic happened to the population at Melbourne, there would be something to fall back on for this species.
Howorth and her team at the San Diego Zoo want to start the first colony in the United States. They tried a few years ago, but it was a failure. Howorth says they decided that if they were going to try again, they needed to get a hold of the 2 main plants that the insects feed on in Melbourne.
And they aren't available in the States.
The San Diego Zoo had to get clippings and grow a bunch of these bushes. Finally, they were ready. Howorth flew to Melbourne last month and brought back 300 eggs. And over the last few days, they've started hatching.
The nymph that comes out of the egg is about 3 times the size of the egg itself. So it's just folded up in there like an origami piece or something. It's amazing.
She says they're munching on the plants, and more eggs should keep hatching over the next few months. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl.